and we're underway. The Bulls kick off, the ball deep downfield, taken by the Centurions, and in they roar on that right side. Lee in a predominantly grey shirt with red flashings, and Bradford in the, well, oddball shirts, and I think it's a case of bringing the notice of testicular cancer to the nation with the shirts that they're wearing, especially for this Blackpool bash. But it's Lee with the possession. They're playing from our right to our left, out to right flank to Mathers. Mathers on the right, they've got a bit of gap here, they go over the line, the ball's flicked out, it's taken by Danny Williams, and Danny Williams is in with the first try. I love the little flick to him from Chris Wallum, but Williams had to leap high, he took it and got it down all in one movement. The Bulls take the lead. It's Bradford 4, Lee at 0.
Well, we said it wouldn't be long before a score, and it wasn't. What a magnificent ball from James Clare. Brilliant linking into the line. Mathers held up the ball beautifully.
12 metres out. Little kick, snap through. Snapped up. Take and a score. A score. A second one for Bradford from Mitch Clark. He was on the edge of that lovely kick from Addy, and he's got it for a second Bradford try at the side of the post. Bradford 8, Lee 0.
Well, referee's gone to the screen. He's just going to check that the chaser was onside. It was improvised on the last tackle. Lovely little dink through from Addy. I thought he'd mishit it, but Clark read it superbly. From where we're sitting on the halfway line, he certainly looked onside. Definitely got the ball down. The referee's checking it. I think this will be 8-0 to Bradford.
Straight between it goes, and that is his first of the evening. But importantly, it's Bradford Bulls 10, Lee Centurions 0. It's open, ball with Higham, switches play to the left, Drinkwater again, way over the top, and it goes to Liam Kay, snatches it out of midair, and he's in at the corner, and Lee Centurions on their account. We've had 15 minutes of the game. It's Bradford Bulls 10, Lee Centurions 4.
Well, great cut-out pass from Drinkwater, found Kay in space. We've seen it so often this season that wingers condense in, and a lovely pass from Drinkwater, cut out ball, missed out the centre, went straight to the winger, and Kay tiptoeing in at the corner, and Lee at least have posted a reply.
Drinkwater, dummy, straightens, goes forward, and Drinkwater's in, and Lee Centurions make that pressure tell. The Bulls defence is caught on the hook, and it's Drinkwater who goes in for a try that cuts the deficit. We've got the kick to come, but with 2.5 minutes half time, it's now Bradford Bulls 10, Lee Centurions at 8.
And that's exactly why Lee didn't go for goal. They could see that the Bradford defence was tiring. A little step by Drinkwater, it completely fooled Olbison, who couldn't get to him, and he was over in a flash.
Side Reynolds boots over the conversion, and that levels the scores up as we head towards half time. We've under 2 minutes remaining, but the scoreline now is Bradford Bulls 10, Lee Centurions 10, and he's got to go back. They're not going to have time to play this, are they? The referee blows the hooter, half time whistle. The hooter had sounded, and what a first 40 minutes we've had here, Phil Kaplan.
Yeah, great half. I think hasn't always been quality, but there's been no lack of commitment. There's been some great intensity about it.
And they look towards that right side. The ball from Hood across to Reynolds. Over the top from Smith, and Higson takes it. And Higson's in the corner. A spectacular dive gets him in front of the Lee fans. But Lee have got the noses in front. Higson the scorer. 43 minutes gone. It's Bradford 10, Lee 14.
Hey, it's a condensed Bradford defence. It's the ability to loop the ball over the top and get the winger in at the corner. Superbly well read by Higson. He could see what was coming, managed to keep his feet just in the field of play and dive over.
Well, Reynolds with the kick at goal, he's caught that one. It looks good, and the flag's out to say it is good. And Lee now lead by 6 points, Bradford 10, Lee 16. To Emmett, who straightens up, the tackle looked high. The referee thinks about it, listens to the crowd, and then gives the penalty. And that penalty is for Lee, 18 metres out.
And they made a mess of the play, the ball, as the penalty goes over from Reynolds to make it 18-10.
To Ferguson, and Ferguson looks to step his man, but three defenders around him, this left-hand side of the sticks. 2 metres out. Dart from O'Brien, and O'Brien's in. In from dummy half, quick as you like. He saw the opening, and he shot through it. O'Brien's got the score, and the Bulls are right banging back in this one. It's Bradford Bulls 14, Lee Centurions 18.
Sniper's try there from Adam O'Brien. He was the one that was looking around when they took the tap on the 10-metre line, trying to exploit weaknesses in the Lee defence. Clark took a drive in, Ferguson took a drive in, Lee were compressed, and as all good hookers do, O'Brien got himself low, dived in under the feet and the arms of the Lee tacklers, and he's brought Bradford back into this.
Last tackle again, dummy, and he goes in. Lee fell for it, and he went into the side of the post. He's got the kick to come. He's got 6 minutes remaining, but Addy looks like he could well have snatched a victory here for the Bradford Bulls. It's all square with a kick to come, but it's Addy to take that kick in front of the sticks, and that could be the winner. It's Bradford 18, Lee 18.
But Addy decides he's going to take it on himself. He shimmied, he darted, he went over, read the play magnificently. And it's Oscar Thomas who's going to take this kick.
Towards the post, his first of the evening, his first is the success that may well matter. 5 minutes remaining, the Bulls hit the front again. It's Bradford Bulls 20, Lee Centurions 18. Reynolds then gets into the drink water, kick in the Angolia, chases in, and Lee Centurions are in again. Mickey Hyam under the post, and Bradford Bulls hopes of victory dashed in the cruelest of ways. Under 2 minutes remaining, and the veteran warhorse Hyam goes in under the sticks, the kick to come, and suddenly it's Lee back in front. It's Bradford 20, Lee 22.
Hyam was the one that read it. It meant so much to him. If anybody's going to point to a badge on a shirt and kiss it and wave to the fans, then it's going to be Mickey Hyam.
He hoops it between the posts, and that means it's 4 points to margin once again. And this is the last act of this game, the last act of the Blackpool Bash. The referee hears the hooter. Lee don't want it to go on. The Bulls, heartbreaking defeat at the end of it all. But what a game we've witnessed here, Phil Kaplan.